This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Net neutrality is a total scam. The name is deceptive. The whole thing is a giant con. And look, I'll explain why. I've looked at this issue. I haven't commented about it until now, but I understand how this con is working. Number one, the name is deceptive. It's not about net neutrality at all. In fact, it's about government regulation of the internet. And look who's pushing for it. All the same internet giants that are currently censoring conservative voices. So Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and others. These are all companies that are pushing aggressively for net neutrality, claiming that you have to, we have to have net neutrality in place so that your access to websites won't be censored and won't be cut off and won't be metered. Well, look what they're doing. YouTube is deleting videos and demonetizing accounts of people solely because of the nature of their political speech. Twitter's doing the same thing. Twitter's de-verifying and canceling accounts or suspending accounts of conservative voices. Facebook, same thing. Like, look at PragerU got shut down there because they dared to post a video that was critical of the abortion industry. Well, you can't have that debate in America anymore. And then Facebook and Google and YouTube, they have the audacity to tell you, oh, we need net neutrality to protect your access to ideas and information that you want to access, while they themselves are the intolerant ones. They're censoring the voices that they don't want you to hear. We don't need net neutrality. What we need is government regulation of Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter as public utilities. That's what we actually need. We don't need regulation of the delivery of bytes and data across the internet. That's working really well already right now. And if you pay more, you get higher bandwidth. If you pay less, you get lower bandwidth. Let the free market sort that out. What you really need is government regulation against these search engines and social media websites that are using selective, politically motivated censorship tactics against their political enemies. That's what's dangerous for society. In fact, wasn't it the FCC chairman? What's his name? Pai? Or I forgot the exact name. I think it's Pai. P-A-I. Who said that Silicon Valley has now become a threat to our democracy. And that's true. That's the real concern. Silicon Valley is, you know, the tech giants, the gatekeepers like Google and Facebook. They are the ones who are destroying access to free information, destroying the right to speak, to think, the right to engage in democratic debates about ideas and philosophies. They're destroying that because all they can tolerate is the radical, deranged, left-wing point of view on everything. And the way they do this is they say, well, all hate speech has to be censored. What is hate speech? Any speech that they don't agree with. That's the new philosophy of the left. They have to censor, and sometimes in their words, they have to kill conservative speakers because they say, oh, you're pushing hate, so they have to kill you, or they have to censor you. They have to shut you down because you're pushing hate. So all they can tolerate is their radical, left-wing, deranged, lunatic information, which includes lunatic science, like believing that children should have transgender surgery because one day they woke up and felt like they should be a girl or a boy. Children grow through that stuff. You know, transgender surgery on children is child abuse, right? It is medical maiming. It is child abuse. It's like the circumcision of women or female genital mutilation. It is surgical mutilation of children in the name of liberalism. It should be a crime. It should be outlawed to do that kind of surgery on children. Now, if you're an adult, you're over 18, you want to make that decision for yourself, go ahead. I'm a libertarian on those issues. You're an adult, make a decision, you can have surgery on yourself. Just don't ask the taxpayers to pay for it, and don't force children to be genetically mutilated. That is the real problem, or one of the problems out there. But you see, the left-wing people, left-wing groups, left-wing search engines and so on, they have a totalitarian mentality. Being left-wing is synonymous with totalitarianism. They cannot stand open debate. They cannot stand ideas that disagree with their points of view. They cannot tolerate anyone challenging them with facts, logic, or reason. And thus, their whole approach to all of this is censorship, intimidation, slander, defamation, calling you a racist, calling you a hater, calling you anti-gay, anti-lesbian, anti-Muslim, anti-female, all these things, labeling you and slandering you to shut down your debate, to shut down your voice, to call you someone who's engaged in hate speech. And net neutrality is only going to give them more power to censor the internet. Yeah, really. You think net neutrality is about protecting freedom of speech? No, it isn't. When has government regulation of any industry resulted in greater freedom? It never does. It results in more restrictions, more regulations, usually less competition, because then the companies that have it in good with the government cronies and bureaucrats, they get preferential treatment or they get waivers, where everybody else has to apply for licenses or compete in a free market. But certain friends of the government, they get special treatment. Government regulation of internet data packets is a very bad idea. A very bad idea. And it's going to result in a lack of innovation. And it's going to result, when Democrats get back into power, which will happen eventually, they will use net neutrality to silence the voices with which they disagree. Make no mistake about it. They're going to use net neutrality to silence their political enemies. You put data packets under the authority of the FCC and the federal government like that, the left is going to use it against you. The left weaponizes every branch of government. Look, if you're listening to this and you're still pro-net neutrality, ask yourself, what has the FDA done for you? What has the USDA done for you other than approve toxic pesticides and herbicides and GMOs? What has the CDC done for you other than just collude with the vaccine industry to poison children and pregnant women and cause vaccine seizures and death? What has any government agency done in the interests of you and the public to make your life better, to make you more free, to give you more choices? What has the government ever done for you when they start regulating these industries? Nothing. Nothing. In almost every case, with very few exceptions, government regulation is weaponized against you, the citizens. Weaponized against you. The IRS was turned into a weapon by Obama and Lois Lerner. It was turned into a weapon. The whole point of that weapon was to deny tax-exempt status to who? Conservative groups, of course. They always weaponized the government against conservative groups. And that was all about suppressing conservative speech. You think net neutrality won't be weaponized against conservatives? You're kidding yourself. Why do you think every liberal group is pushing so aggressively for net neutrality? Because they know that this can be weaponized to silence their political opposition in exactly the same way that Google is doing so right now, or YouTube, or Facebook, or Twitter, and so on. If you believe in freedom of speech, then you have to be opposed to net neutrality. Simply by knowing who's in favor of it, they are the ones censoring speech right now. Trust me on this point. If Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are in favor of something, almost no matter what it is, you should be opposed to it, because they are the tyrants. They're the totalitarians. They are the dangerous institutional giants of our society today who are destroying free speech, destroying the free exchange of ideas, and making it so that you can't compete in the free market of ideas. They don't want a level playing field. So when they argue that they need net neutrality for a level playing field, they're full of bunk. They're lying to you. they don't want a level playing field because that's how they already run their own businesses, is with discrimination against ideas they don't like. So don't be fooled by any of this. You need to oppose net neutrality, which fortunately it looks like the FCC is doing. We need to get rid of it. Again, it was another idea from Obama and pushed by left-wing industry. Almost everything they come up with is a bad idea, like this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, a total racket, a big scam that was dreamed up by Democrats under Obama. And you know what the purpose of it was? To go out and harass financial institutions, threaten them with billion-dollar fines, and accuse them of engaging in racist lending practices, let's say, and then reach settlements with them that have them donate hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood and other left-wing organizations. The entire CFPB was a money laundering operation. The whole thing was set up to force corporations to donate hundreds of millions of dollars to left-wing causes. That was the whole thing. That was the whole point of it. And that's why Democrats created it, and Democrats are still to this day refusing to let go of control of it, now even trying to challenge President Trump, saying he can't appoint a new director because the old director resigned. Of course Trump can appoint a new director. That's part of the executive branch. He can appoint a new interim director. That's part of what the president can do. Believe me, if Obama were still president, the left wouldn't have any trouble saying that Obama could appoint someone to take over the vacancy. It's only because Trump's in the White House that they say the president doesn't have this power. It's because the left has no principles. They have no principles. Whatever a leftist wants to do, they say that's great. That's constitutional. That's justice. Whatever a conservative wants to do, they say, oh, it's not allowed. It's unconstitutional. It's wrong. It's unethical. But they have no principles. The left has no principles. They don't have any foundational belief system. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in law and order. They don't believe in due process. All they believe in is their left-wing, deranged, radical cult. They believe in gaining power and then using power against you. They believe in weaponizing every branch of government against their political enemies. That's what they believe in. They believe in censorship. They believe in totalitarianism. They are radical totalitarians just waiting to get out. If they have power, if they have sufficient power, they will turn America into another North Korea. Trust me on this point. They'll turn it into another communist China or old former Soviet Union. The left is dangerous, they are deranged, and they're the ones pushing for net neutrality. That is why you should oppose it. It's very simple. Anything that's being aggressively pushed by the left-wing media, left-wing tech giants, and left-wing millennials is dangerous for America, dangerous for your liberty, dangerous for your free speech, and on and on. It's very simple these days. Defeat the left. That has become the simple rule of thumb. The most powerful mantra that you can remember today is defeat the left. At every election, at every opportunity, defeat the left. They are dangerous. They will push America into a communist regime if you give them the chance. And it's going to be a very bad situation in America when a Democrat gains the White House again, which will happen, of course, probably by 2020 or 2024, of course. You know, it's going to happen. And when that day comes, watch out, all free thinkers. You're going to be silenced. You're going to be criminalized. You're going to be imprisoned. That day is coming. It's not that far away. So stay informed. In the meantime, read my website, naturalnews.com. We've also got newstarget.com, which covers more politics. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am a libertarian, pro-liberty, pro-free thinker, pro-America individual who wants to save our nation. And I'm not going to stand by and remain silent while these deranged, lunatic, mentally ill leftists destroy this country and destroy our culture. We must stop them. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.